in the limelight. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, in his explosive new book, writes of the 2018 G7 summit in Canada, saying Donald Trump didn't really like either Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or French President Emmanuel Macron, but he tolerated them, mockingly crossing swords with them in meetings, kidding on the straight. But Donald Trump's attitude towards the French President Emmanuel Macron is not always consistent. Bolton writes, Trump mused that at some point Macron should meet with President Hassan Rouhani, flattering Macron as the best of the Europeans. We're prepared for you an interesting article written jointly by Jacopo Barigazzi, Florian Eder, and Lorenz Gerke, under the heading, What Donald Trump Really Thinks of European Leaders. The article was taken from the Politico website. Stay with us for more. European leaders probably didn't need a behind-the-scenes memoir to know that US President Donald Trump is a volatile leader who does not hold many of them in high regard. Nonetheless, the details of what the US president thinks of Europe's elite politicians, as recounted by former National Security Advisor John Bolton's explosive new book about his time in the White House, will still make for absorbing reading. Donald Trump has called Bolton a liar and a disgruntled, boring fool who only wanted to go to war. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced the former administration official as a traitor. But aside from the White House machinations recounted in the book, here are some of Trump's views on Europe and its leaders, as recounted by John Bolton. What Trump thinks of Emmanuel Macron. Bolton writes of the 2018 G7 summit in Canada, Donald Trump didn't really like either Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or French President Emmanuel Macron, but he tolerated them, mockingly crossing swords with them in meetings, kidding on the straight. But Donald Trump's attitude towards the French president is not always consistent. Bolton writes, Trump mused that at some point Emmanuel Macron should meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, flattering Macron as the best of the Europeans. At the 2017 NATO summit, Donald Trump accused Emmanuel Macron of always leaking their conversations, which Macron, smiling broadly, denied. Trump later refused to answer Macron's question on what the United States was planning to do regarding trade with China. Meanwhile, during negotiations about Iran's nuclear deal in 2019, John Bolton says Donald Trump told him everything Macron touches, he destroys it, and he used an inappropriate phrase about Macron's measures regarding Trump's talks with Iranian officials about the nuclear issue. What Trump thinks of Angela Merkel and Germany. The US president's view of the German chancellor appears to reflect both respect for the country she leads and irritation with its foreign and security policies. Bolton writes in a chapter on the 2017 NATO summit in Brussels, Donald Trump had great respect for Chancellor Angela Merkel, noting that his father was German and his mother was Scottish. At the same meeting, Trump met and conferred with Angela Merkel before saying, I admire Angela, following a commitment by European NATO members to up defense spending. But the US president had made no secret of his objection to the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project. Bolton quotes Donald Trump as saying during a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, It's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia. We are protecting all of these countries and they make a pipeline deal. Trump added, we're going to have to do something because we're not going to put up with it. Germany is captured by Russia. What Trump thinks of Brexit, Theresa May and Boris Johnson. Describing Donald Trump's trip to Britain in 2018 to talk to the then Prime Minister Theresa May, John Bolton writes that the President and himself would have liked to help Britain with the Brexit process but found it hard. He writes, implementing the Brexit vote had been disastrously mishandled, thereby threatening political stability in Britain itself, adding, we should have been doing far more to help the Brexiteers, and I certainly tried. Unfortunately, apart from Trump and myself, almost no one in the administration seemed to care. What a potential tragedy. During the same trip, Donald Trump bragged to Theresa May about his state visit to China the previous year. Bolton writes, he said he was greeted by 100,000 soldiers and said, there's never been anything like it before in the history of the world. And a former White House official claims that Boris Johnson is Donald Trump's joint favourite world leader, alongside Prime Minister of Japan, Abe Shinzo. What Donald Trump thinks of Jean-Claude Juncker and the European Union. On Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission, until last year, Donald Trump said he thought Juncker was a vicious man who hated the United States desperately. According to Bolton, Donald Trump said, the European Union is worse than China, only smaller, even arguing to Angela Merkel that the bloc had been set up to take advantage of the United States.